It's Wednesday, June 18, and with your news at 7 a.m., I am Leonard Witbier. The Bank of Namibia is expected to reveal its latest repo rates decision today, with the current rate standing at 6.75%, while South Africa recently lowered its rate to 7.25%, narrowing the interest rates gap between the two countries. Experts have underscored the importance of maintaining the dollar peg. Economist Robert McGregor from Cirrus Capital shared his outlook on the upcoming decision.
We expect that the Bank of Namibia's Monetary Policy Committee will elect to keep the repo rate unchanged. While PSE growth is still quite low to moderate and GDP growth is at a comfortable level, we expect that the differential to the South African monetary policy rate will raise some longer term concerns. We have noted that while international reserves are still quite high, there are a number of outflows expected this year, including with the Eurobond repayment expected in October.
Financial Institutions Supervisory Authority CEO Kenneth Motomola has urged members of medical aid funds to take annual general meetings more seriously, citing consistently low attendance. The chief executive underpins that AGMs are essential governance platforms for influencing how members' contributions are managed, especially amid rising healthcare costs. Victoria Raymond is NAMFISA's manager for corporate communications and consumer education.
We'd like to express concern over the low turnout at recent AGMs. We have noted that only a small percentage of fund members have been participating. We'd like to emphasize that active and informed engagement is important and is really essential for maintaining efficient, solvent, and member-focused funds, particularly in light of growing healthcare costs and increased operational complexity.
Urban and Rural Development Minister James Sankwasa shared during an interview with News on One's Herta Ekanjo that the long-awaited rent control bill is still part of the ministry's legislative priorities for this year, admitting that he has not yet received a full briefing on the bill's status.
The proposed legislation, which has been in development since 2017, seeks to regulate rental prices and limit arbitrary rent increases right across the country.
No, I wouldn't comment on that because I have yet to be briefed on everything. For now, I have no comments. That's all I can say. I have so much on my plate, and it's one of them.
The bill was previously under the review of former Urban and Rural Development Minister Erastus Otoni.
In Kenya, one person was killed in Nairobi during protests triggered by the death of a blogger in police custody, fueling ongoing accusations of extrajudicial killings by security forces. And according to Reuters, one of their journalists witnessed the man's body with a head wound clutching a packet of face masks. Video footage showed police officers repeatedly striking the man before one fired a gun as he tried to walk away, leading to his collapse amid cries from bystanders accusing the police of killing him. Internationally, the G7 is now down to 6 members after the U.S. president left early to address the unfolding crisis in the Middle East, making it clear that he's not in the mood for a ceasefire. And as our Mitch McCann reports from the G7 in Canada online, Mr. Trump lashed out at the French president Emmanuel Macron, who claimed that the American leader was planning to negotiate for one.
Emmanuel Macron sought to clear up some of that speculation to reporters here in Canada, saying there was an offer made for a ceasefire and then to kickstart broader discussions. Although Donald Trump then hit back not long after online, flat out rejecting that suggestion from Macron. He said that Macron was publicity seeking. He said returning to DC has nothing to do with a ceasefire, much bigger. Emmanuel always gets it wrong. And he went on to say it was highly fabricated, although Donald Trump didn't say what he meant by much bigger.
Find all these stories and so much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.